Happy birthday, America.
She was an American girl. American woman. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Here tonight, talking about local music, Bob Cupp with you, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, episode number 8,432, am I right?
No, it's 729 plus or minus one or two.
Okay.
And that's almost three times as many years as this has been a country. Happy 250th birthday, America.
That's right. This weekend officially, so how about it? 250. And well, we'll play a little tune connected to that name coming up in a couple of moments here. But yeah, happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Hope everybody's been having a great Independence Day weekend and surviving the heat. Wow, that'll melt your strings off. It's been incredible. We go from one extreme to the other, you know.
Hey, get it out of here before the band jam comes.
That's right.
We do not want this. We've had those at the band jam before.
And yeah.
It's not, doesn't make the work part of that very easy.
No, yeah. So we're getting it out of our system now and getting ready for August 20th through 22nd. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Experience Butler County. And looking forward to a great weekend. Get your tickets, thebandjam.com. It'll be here before you know it. It's coming awful quick here now that we've flipped the calendar to July. Closing in.
Yeah, I mean, we've got grassy voting underway. So,
yeah. Daily, you can vote once a day. 977rocks.com. You can listen to the tunes, the 12 that are nominated, and take a vote.
It's really kind of simple to do. 977rocks.com. Click the banner. Make your vote.
That's right.
Make your vote count.
And we will announce the winner at the Band Jam. So that's why you'll want to be there and have those tickets at thebandjam.com. And don't forget your local McDonald's restaurants. We'll be having a ticket drop at some point here. I can tell you it won't be today, but it'll be coming up on a usually on a Thursday or somewhere around that. So just keep that in mind. You'll have an opportunity to win, walk up, and maybe you're one of the first five vehicles to pull in, and you got a pair of tickets for the weekend.
Of course, enjoy some lunch there while you're there.
Yeah.
Don't just come grab the Band Jam tickets and flee.
Yeah, support.
You know, yeah, support.
Yeah. So, and we'll have a lot of support for the show this year once again. Looking forward to having Back Home Barbecue and Brew out there. They're going to have some brews and some of their incredible food. And, of course, excited to have Experience Butler County be a part of the event, too. I mean, because, you know, we've talked about it for a long time. Cooper's Lake is a destination, and usually you have to be a part of an event in order to camp out there. You have that possibility here with the Band Jam, so you can check that out at thebandjam.com, and that'll give you a link over to if you would like to camp. That is something separate and payable to Cooper's Lake, but it's just such a beautiful setting out there.
Yeah, it really is. And as you were saying, having Experience Butler County on board is fantastic because, you know, they're all about promoting Butler County, and that's where the station's located at. That's where my company, Shady Lady Productions, is located at, and so many of the other local businesses around here that climb behind the local music, like Back Home Barbecue, like you said, and Cummings Candy and Coffee, yeah. Ram Automotive, all these places that just make Butler County a great place to live. And their whole mission is to share that with everybody, that this is a place to come and visit and check out and be a part of. So
yeah,
it's a great partnership, in my opinion.
And other partners that are participating sponsors this year for the Band Jam like that. Connected Up Quality Life Services.
Yeah, Butler County, right?
Yep. Yeah, they've been supporting local music by having events. Liberty Corner Tavern, home of Thirsty Thursdays. Talk about a nice little corner tavern supporting local music. Jazz's Rock and Road Show. Of course, part of music from the 412 and Build the Scene and Pennsylvania Rock Show. And Butler County Veterans in Need. You know, they have supported local music through some of their fundraising.
Roy shows up at just about every local music event in the area, which is really cool.
Yeah. Erie Distillery is part of it. as well this year, and looking forward to having them be a part of it. So make sure you're a part of it. Experience the band jam and go to 977rocks.com to vote on the Grassy, and then get to thebandjam.com, get those tickets. Stage sponsor Bricks and Minifigs Butler, we appreciate them being a part of it. But the Ram Automotive Night is a special night. That's a free opportunity for everybody. Thursday night, August 20th, they present the singer-songwriter. There will be five musicians out there telling their tale.
Including tonight's guest, too. She will be a part of that. Chrissy Joe will. So.
Yeah, that is going to be a part of it. Yeah, we have Appalachian Honey on the show here coming up tonight. We'll talk with them. Chrissy Joe and Damon are in. Over the weekend, a lot of folks coming out to salute Scotty Bajak, the Remembering Scotty event, and an opportunity to help jumpstart the scholarships in his memory. Of course, Scotty, we lost last fall in a tragic accident, but man, it was an all-star lineup of musicians. I was unable to be there. We went to a different fundraiser, but sounds like things went very well.
Yeah, I think they did, and just, you know, big shout out to everybody who made that happen. Just all the volunteers and the people who donated baskets and their time and just everything. So I applaud what everybody did to pull that off, and those who were able to attend and support the and help, you know, remember Scotty.
Yeah, and I'm sure that meant a lot to the Bajaks. They've been big supporters of the local music scene. Did want to give a shout out too. There was a fundraiser for Tammy and Brian. Lindsay Bryan has been a band jam attendee almost from the very beginning, and he and his wife are going through some really difficult time health wise, and a lot of people came out to a spaghetti dinner, kind of same kind of thing, basket raffle and a whole bunch more. And it was great to see a bunch of band jam people out there for that yesterday or last Sunday. So pretty cool stuff there. So two big events that were going on over the weekend, and we appreciate everybody that attended those. And another big event coming up later this month, Corey Comparator being remembered with Corey's Cruise. This will be year number two of that.
Yes, July 25th out at the Big Butler Fairgrounds. So it's going to be a full day of just family and community and live music, motorcycles, car show, raffles, food vendors, you name it. So check it out, coreyscruise.com, and hope to see you out there.
A Rock Done Right tour stop coming up later this month. Yeah, as we said, Appalachian Honey coming into the studio here. They have brand new material. As a matter of fact, they're going to be performing two songs live on the air tonight that you may not have had an opportunity to hear before. So we're excited for that and find out what they've been up to, because they've been popping up all over. And, of course, be part of Band Jam this year, so that'll be exciting. But want to spin you a tune. I had the opportunity this past week to visit with Rebecca Snyder, who's been a past guest. I had her on our Breakfast Club morning show because she was dropping a special version of A Small Town that we've played, which, ironically, was nominated for a Grassy.
And she will be part of the singer-songwriter in the round at the band jam.
That's right. And she dropped actually what is the official version of Small Town, but, you know, being somebody that was looking at getting radio airplay, she cut a verse out of that song in order to make it radio-friendly to shorten it up a little bit. And so she has an extended version out, and we're going to play that here tonight that has that full verse. Or we're going to play that in the future. We're going to play something different tonight because of Independence Day. I want to spin her song, America, which, if you heard her story discussed here on the Grassroots Show, that was the song that Dean Roger Miller found and called her up and said, hey, I need to work with you, because he was so impressed. But this is the acoustic version of America in honor of Independence Day from Rebecca Snyder.
All right, and we've got our friend Elena is going to be dropping a brand new song on July 17th, and she sent it to us, and we're going to do a little preview of it here. She performed live in studio last time she was in here. It's called WWJD, and I really like this song.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. It's the Grassroots Show, our opening segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Speaking of the Grassies, Jim Harpel is offering up for the winner. One of the 12 nominees is going to come out the winner, voted on by you, the listener, and they're going to get to go record at the Meat Locker Recording Studio a song, have it fully mastered, mixed, and everything. And we appreciate Meat Locker Recording Studio being a part of our Grassroots Show. It's The Rock Station, 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
When I was an itty-bitty girl, my For many faces and many races, our common bond will be that every last American will fight for world peace. America will fight for all that's right with all her might. America will fight for all that's right. We are unified. America will fight for all that's right with all her might. America will fight for all that's right. We are unified. When I was a nitty bitty girl, my grandfather said to me, one more bend and I might start breaking. Could probably turn to a chapter or verse to help me through. I just wish I knew what he would do. Would he turn water?
Would Jesus drink? How would Jesus drink? How would Jesus drink? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Thank you.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to the Grassroots Show here tonight. Thanks for tuning in to The Rock Station, 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions. And this segment is being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee and their four locations to serve you. And, of course, they are presenting our Band Jam Center Stage every Friday morning. After the 7:30 a.m. news sports block, we take a listen in to hear a musician or act who will be performing at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, coming up on August 20th through 22nd. Looking forward to it. Get your tickets at thebandjam.com, as we have referred here in the opening segment.
That's the place to go. And I remember, kids 17 and under are free. So it's a great family-friendly event. That you should be at.
That you definitely should be at, because you'll be missing all the fun, and you don't want to miss that. And you don't want to miss out on missing any of the acts, like in the past, Appalachian Honey, who have been there before. And we are joined by Chrissy, Joe, and Damon from Appalachian Honey, who, I must say, since this is the first show after our Grassy Reveal show, congratulations on the Grassy-nominated Appalachian Honey. Good to see you guys back.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah. And you were already booked before the Grassies were even determined.
That's
so,
right.
You know, so the not final, playing any favoritism here or anything like that.
Yeah, how about that? So the way this, and we kind of referred to that last week, you know, he starts putting together the Band Jam lineup last September and builds that lineup. And then all of a sudden we have the Grassy nominations come out in June so that everybody can vote in July. And the listeners vote on that. So that's determined by them. And we reveal it in August. And as you referred, there's a chance that this year's act will be at the Band Jam, because the last six acts of the nomination show are going to be at Band Jam. So, and that all just worked out that way. No planning involved.
Pretty crazy. Amazing. Yeah. Like the stars aligned or
something. I know.
If you believe in that stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, I think I believe in a lot of talent here in this tri-state area. And two of those representatives are sitting right in front of us with Appalachian Honey. You guys have been together how long now?
We're working on a little over 2.5 years now.
Two years' time. I mean,
the end of November will be 3 years.
And honestly, it feels like you guys have been around for a decade because you've been doing a lot, but the music and material you've put out, it just seems longer than that. But, I mean, you're still in your infancy as a band.
Yeah, we kind of really are, and I don't know, a lot's been happening lately, and it's kind of mind-blowing, but, yeah, we haven't been together that long, and it does feel a lot longer than that, though, like you said. Yeah. I don't know why, but, things are happening fast, and it's been an exciting ride for sure.
Well, in addition to the Grassy nom, you're up for a Josie Award, too, is that right?
We are, and I was just talking to Damon about the Grassy Award nomination. I feel like I did when I was on junior prom court with my best friend. There's so many amazing acts that are part of our band fam that are up for nomination, and it's just truly either way going to be a win-win situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All around. And just to circle back on that, if you've never been to the Band Jam, you should, and you should definitely try to be there, you know, if the nomination, or what I should say, if the winner is announced there. And it's really, truly a beautiful experience that you get to witness in person. So
yeah, I get that vibe.
It's
too.
More than just getting a trophy.
Yeah.
It's a whole experience. Like, you got to be there for the production.
And the fact that I'm sure you appreciate the fact that the listeners vote on this. So that's not something that two people in this studio decided on. I mean, it's the listeners. It's people that are attracted to your music or what you're doing.
Yeah, it was really cool, like she's saying, last year to see Ragged Company get theirs right after they played and stuff. That was just made for a really cool experience.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was awesome for them too, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And you see that, I mean, when you shared the picture, you know, previewing the show, and it's like, I remember that moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were in attendance, you'll remember that moment. So that's why it's important to be there at the Band Jam to see it, because you're just seeing talent just come exuding out in this area, and it just seems like it just gets better and better and better and better. It's truly amazing to sit back and watch that. But congratulations on your nom. So you're still around. We'll come back to that, because we'll talk about the song as we lead into it. But it is nominated, Appalachian Honey, one of the 12. And this collaboration, let's kind of refresh for listeners maybe that missed the other visits we've had with you, because we've had a few.
And we have two new listeners. So.
We might have two new
listen
listeners.
Listen up.
So, yeah. Pay attention. This is how they formed. This is how they found each other. When did that happen?
Well, I started going to Heroes open mics and just taking my mandolin, just looking to jam with people. And Chrissy happened to be one of the people that would show up on a regular basis. And you know, after we started playing a few songs together and stuff, just she asked if I would want to play. And I mean, that was kind of a no-brainer, right? Everyone's heard her sing, and
oh,
if you
voice,
get a chance to jump on that, I mean, I'm in, right? So after that, we just
immediately.
Yeah, we got booked pretty quickly. We sat down though and had like, it was like in a week's time, we probably practiced for about 10 hours just to get a set list of music that we kind of knew together. It was amazing, though, like how different our musical tastes are, because, you know, we played some songs together, but then we started actually trying to put a set list together of songs that we know. It was, we're kind of worlds apart a little bit. I got stuck in like jam band, Widespread Panic, Grateful Dead for a few years, and listened to very little outside of that. So I missed kind of the 90s, late 90s and early 2000s. And every time she'd bring a song up that is a top hit from then, I would be like, I've never heard that song before in my life.
Well, Damon, you're not alone. As a rock fan, you know,
yeah.
I think Utah would agree with me.
Yeah.
That's a lost time period, but an important time period nonetheless.
Right.
I mean, because obviously there was generations growing up on that.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And we're a generation apart, so it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
But you found a way. And did that, so, and I'm going to skip ahead for a moment and then come back, because watching you two play, and I admired that the moment we met you and had you on the show for the first time, the collaboration that you two have found, maybe that helped that process, because you were apart and trying to find a way to play together.
Well, yeah. Even her own songs, like she would just play them for me and I would just try and see what I could do to fill in, and also try and make sure that not every song sounded the same kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and,
right.
So I'm just kind of following along with what she does, and she's got her own style of music. Like, Chrissy has expressed like wanting to find a guitar player so she didn't have to play guitar. And I'm always like, but then like your songs aren't going to sound like your songs if you get, you know, it'll be like that. A lot of folks do that. They do their own stuff and then they have studio musicians come in and it just doesn't have the same vibe, you know, and it's just more soulful when she's playing it. And I just try and trickle in between all that soul and help where I can.
Yeah.
It's really been a beautiful process learning each other's music style and taste throughout the 2.5 years that we've been doing this. But also, I just will give a shout out and thank you to Damon for giving me a boost in my confidence as a musician, truly from the get all around. So just having your support through this has really helped. And I'm sure you know that, but I have to say it out loud sometimes because, you know, it's very humbling to have people say such beautiful compliments to you and things throughout your gigs and whatnot, especially in the music community that we have here that is so robust.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly an honor to get those kind of notices and shout outs. But deep down, you know, you're always your biggest critic. And it's just nice to have his support through this. Because I'll sit there and look at other musicians and I'm like, man, I wish I could play like that. And, you know, we've kind of been experiencing some things lately that we just want to kind of keep our heads right in the same space. And, you know, we both just agreed we're just going to kind of dive that into our talents and music because that's what makes us happiest. So,
and it comes out through your music that we get to listen to.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Hey, thank you.
So talk to us about You're Still Around. We're going to play that. This is a Grassy-nominated tune. And just keep in mind, all 12 are available for vote as of today, this past Wednesday. So you can vote once a day throughout the month. Very important because somebody will get to record at the Meat Locker recording studio that we referred to. But talk to us again about You're Still Around.
Sure. You're Still Around. I wrote it on the day Tom Petty died. And you can hear the homage to him in the song when I sing about him. So it's just, it has grown, though, in our live shows. You know, sometimes we mostly end with it in our sets to just thank our fans and followers for still being around. Oh. It's really a beautiful moment to kind of say that to them.
Yeah. The one thing that sticks in my mind with that song, though, is when we were recording it, like, because I never really, like, did a solo, and I'm like, oh, this is the solo for that song. I just play whatever, and it's a little different every time. And then we were in the studio, and Dan Blake, who we recorded, was like, yeah, you're hitting all the right notes and everything, but there's just something lacking. And he's like, make it a little sassy. And I'm like, sassy? Okay. And so then I just hit this lick, and Chrissy looked at me, and everyone was like, that was it. You know? And I was like, okay, well, now I actually have a solo part of the solo that I always make sure I hit, that's that little lick that came up in the studio, you know? So okay. I don't know. I had never been recording in a studio like that before. So it was a interesting experience for me. And they were like, all right, play that solo. I'm like, okay. But like I said, it's a little different every time, but at least in that song, that one part, I try and hit that. And
you can tell when you see us live, you'll see me look at him and I just get this big smile on my face. And he looks at me like, just cause we think of that moment in the studio that day. And it's just really cool.
I mean, I guess you kind of want your songs to kick. Come together before you're in the studio, but
cheaper that way.
It's cheaper that way.
But it all worked out. So
hey, we were only supposed to record 2, maybe 3 songs in the studio when we set out to do this.
Yeah.
And from that first day, we were like, you know what? Just kidding. We're gonna do it.
It's coming together. Huh?
Yeah.
We'll see if you can pick out that moment of this song. It's Grassy nominated. You're Still Around, Appalachian Honey tonight. And they're going to do another tune live in studio right after that is brand new that we'll tell you about as well. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well,
bottom. Everybody in this town thinks I have a problem. It ain't a buzz or a memory that made me do what I do. I was only looking for a drink with the spirit of you.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee. Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You've tuned into local music. It's right here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, we are excited to welcome back Build the Scene, Bill Damiano, who's connected with music from the 412, one of our Band Jam sponsors this year. He is presenting this segment of our show here tonight, so... Bill's been involved in the music scene longer than we've had this show. So thank you, Bill, for all you've done for the music scene. And supports it, too. Gets out and sees it. And we welcome back Chrissy, Joe, and Damon from Appalachian Honey, who are Grassy-nominated, by the way, and Josie-nominated. Just heard a fantastic new song called Spirit of You. And that's a first for us. That is a fantastic song. Tell me about this. Give me a little background.
This one's actually really exciting and something I've actually never done before. If you follow us and you know Angel Baby that was released on our debut album is a tribute to Toby Atwood, who unfortunately did pass away. And that was just a song that came out of me from that tragedy. Her brother, Augie, he writes poetry. And we've been chatting, and he, you know, sent me some poetry and asked if I could, if I wanted to do something with it, then I could. So, Spirit of You, he came up with a pretty good couple lines in that. And, I just kind of took my music with it, and that's how that song came about.
That's a neat story. And then Damon adds the flair.
Yeah, and then I just add what I can to...
The licks.
The licks. I add the sassy licks.
Yeah. But as I've said multiple times before, it's fun to watch the dynamic you two have. I mean, you found something special 2.5 years ago because you just play off each other so well.
Yeah, thank you. And... 2.5 years ago, I was not the mandolin player I am today either. I've been putting a lot of time in on it and going to learning different styles and things. And it sometimes it comes through in spots where it's not wanted. You know, like I'll start doing a little bluegrass thing and she'll look at me and I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, like, that's not really how I was picturing that song. And I'm like, all right, I don't have to do that. But, you know, it just, I don't know. I'm just learning a lot of different styles of music and just trying to become the best I can be on my instrument. And and then I have other problems, too, because I keep getting other instruments and trying to learn to play them. And it just ends up with... me spending a lot of time getting my fingers calloused and but it's a good time though for me anyway. It's my safe space and it's my therapy. They say you can start a church around anything, and I've joked about like we should start like a church of music, you know, and then we could like be tax free and stuff. So
you know, that's a good point. I like that.
I'm only somewhat joking on that.
No, I'm right there with you. I've already
we may have started something.
Toying with the idea myself.
Yeah, you know. So
speaking of new instruments, you did just get a beautiful gift from your mom.
Oh yeah. And I don't know, he probably won't be listening to this, but there's a fellow that he's a friend of mine that lives in Colorado, and he builds cigar box guitars. White Cat Guitars is his company he started, and for my birthday, my mom And I've been a friend of his, and I've jammed on his cigar box guitars before. Well, I was sitting on my porch putting new strings on a guitar, which really needed it. But anyway, she came walking toward me, and I looked at her, and I could tell by the shape she was holding in her hand of this package. I was like, is that one of Nate's guitars? And she was like, I hope you like it. And I was like, I was moved to tears because I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You know, like I just said, music's my therapy and a brand new instrument. And there's just so much behind that story. Like I helped write a song about this guy's grandfather, and just there's a whole circle of things. But like sitting down and playing this instrument that was made specifically for, like he sent me a letter. Nathan King's his name, and he sent me a letter that like told me how he was thinking of me and how I play when he built it, and just to like hold an instrument in your hands that someone put thought into and like built for you. Wow. It was a first experience for me, and it was pretty awesome. Thanks for giving me that shout out and opportunity to plug Nate. But I've been having a lot of fun with it, and like my friend Corey gave me a distortion pedal, and like I haven't messed with anything like that in a long time, but it made me kind of want to go metal or something. But it's just awesome. It's really awesome.
That'll be Honey Appalachian.
Yeah. This will be a whole new ball game once we get that thing involved. But yeah, it's only got three strings, and the simplicity of it just makes it, I don't know, you can just pick it up and play and be creative. And I just love that aspect of playing. That's cool. Yeah.
So, Chrissy, you mentioned Tom Petty. Where do you draw your inspirations and kind of your musical basis or background, if you will?
I guess from a lot of classic rock. My parents really grew me up right.
Okay.
You know, so they really exposed me to some beautiful music, but also my sisters, they had diverse musical influences as well. So just being around all of that and hearing everything made me really appreciate every aspect in music.
Yeah.
So I'm not well versed when it comes to reading it or anything like that, but I guess my ear just learned through that. So
you feel it.
I feel it.
That's great. When you guys are recording, talk to us a little more in depth about who you're recording with, where you're recording your material, where this new material came from.
Sure. Our friends in MSJR, Anthony Ferrane specifically, kind of led us in the right direction and steered us towards Daniel Blake Productions, which is a little schoolhouse, and we've chatted about it before, just how that really resonates deeply with Damon's background and everything. So
being an education
teacher before, it was cool just being in a schoolhouse, and
it just felt right. It felt like home. I had been asked to do some backup tracks for Luke Welts at that studio prior to us recording there. And I'd been at a couple different studios doing backup tracks for people before we actually decided to do the process ourselves. And that's kind of where we landed without question. Once I told him about it, I was like, you just got to come check it out. And I don't know what made me think to do this, but when we booked it, it was just such an exciting experience for us. I really wanted to get some media on that and not just, you know, a picture here or there. So we were fortunate enough to have Ashlyn come and do some media for us in the studio and capture those moments that are just priceless, honestly. So we're really excited. We have the album out, but we are working on our vinyl release. We're just finishing a leaflet that we're going to put together in that. So yeah.
So that'll be part of the vinyl package?
Yes, it'll be
part of it. There's a pre-order for you folks. So, when do you expect to present that? When will that be out?
I know
is there a timeline?
Yeah. There's no timeline exactly because we're still waiting on the leaflet to get finished. It's we we love Ashlyn and everything she does, but we also love to have our own taste on things. So I don't want to say we're like bossy, but we just want to make sure it's coming from our hearts and you guys know that it's speaking from us.
Okay.
And so
make it feel like home.
Yeah, yeah. I want it to feel like home. We've never done this before, and who knows what life throws at you. So it's just a beautiful experience. And to put a timeline on that would just, I don't know. I'm trying. That's all I can say.
I've had some folks ask me, when am I getting my album? And I'm like, well, they're not pressed yet or anything. And
I know it takes months to get that done. Mm-hmm. But and I've been in touch with the vinyl company that we're going to use. But it's just
part of the process. So stay tuned is what we're saying.
And as far as recording, like the process, like we recorded all but one of our songs were just live, like us jamming, and everyone was hooked up separately, of course. Mm-hmm. We added drums on one track that didn't allow us to do that because it is a one room thing and you can't have the drums coming through everyone's mics. We had a few different people playing on the album. When we first started, Johnny Metal was our bass player. He came to our first recording session and we laid down some, and then he moved to Florida or
Georgia,
then Florida, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's a long distance relationship that was a little tough to make happen. And, luckily for us, Corey Brocious, who originally was playing bass with us and did a few gigs with us, he came in and stepped up big time, and he's a fantastic musician. I can't say enough about him and his band Strung Over. He fronts. Mm-hmm. We had him come in, and then luckily
just having his input alone too, because I know Damon doesn't always like to tell me something, or maybe, you know, but Corey is brutally honest. God love him. That's why we love him. That's why we love him. So I'd send them something, and I knew the feedback I was getting back was legit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
which
good.
Which is what you want. I mean, and honestly, it was nice to, you know, hear his side of things and, hey, I think this or I think that. And then actually, yeah, it was just, he's like, well, that's not what I thought we did. And I was like, you're right, that's not what we did. So, you know, circling back and letting the engineer know, hey, and then he's like, oh my, anyways, it fixed up. So,
and then Chrissy pulled an ace card out with Ben Mainhart rolling in to record with us, which was just something else. You know, he rolled in, set up his stuff, and just made short work of everything, you know. Wow. Listened to it one time and then lay something down, and you're like, wow.
Yeah. He rolled in while we were recording Alice's Anthem for the first time. We were just running through it, and he was setting up. And he looked at us, and he goes, do you mind if I get in on that? And I was like, I didn't even send this to you. And so he set his stuff up. Like, we all just chilled for a minute while he got situated. He set up. We ran through it one time. And that is the take that you get on the album, which blows my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, wow. I just met Ben. I'd heard about him through, you know, seeing him around with Alyssa Hankey and things that she was doing. And I'm like, wow, it's really awesome what he's doing. And he actually played with the Shiners at Foster Music at 10th Street Station the 1 year. And so I kind of met him backstage and as he was leaving, and I'm like, hey, you know, introduce myself, things like that. And became Facebook friends, you know, like you do. Mm-hmm. And I just told Damon, I'm like, do you mind if I just, you know, shot in the dark here? I'm just going to shoot it out there and put it out there into the world and ask him. And sure enough, with all the touring he's doing, he was available. It was insane.
Wow. Perfect timing then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff. Visiting with Appalachian Honey here tonight. And I do got to say, just listening to Spirit of You, you guys doing that and the way that's written, I just hear, I don't know, lack of better words, a maturity in what you're presenting. And what you've presented has been fantastic. Obviously, you're still around as a Grassy nominee. But I hear that development, that progression maybe. I don't know if you guys feel that or not, but I can hear it.
I kind of can. I know what you're saying.
Well, I know, definitely.
Like I said, when I first started this, I was just I was pretty new to the mandolin, you know, and now I'm actually learning the instrument. So it's, that's partly it too. And just the way I feel like every time she approaches me with a new song, it doesn't take long before I find something that will blend well and, you know, make it our sound.
Yeah. When we first started recording in the studio, we had a whole list of songs that we first recorded with you guys here on the grassroots show. Sorry. And as we were doing the process, I just started writing all these songs, these new songs that I felt like fit us. Mm-hmm. And that's what you hear. The majority of our album, there's only two songs that I wrote back in 2017. I call them like twins. I'm a Gemini, so I call them my Gemini songs, and it's You're Still Around and Alice's Anthem.
Okay.
And it's been crazy to, it's just a different way of writing now. I do try to write towards our style, if that makes sense.
All right. So maybe that's what we're hearing then, you know. That evolution.
Yeah. And she had written songs, and then there's like, there'll be a strange part in it. And I'm like, well, what's that? And she's like, oh, that's where you're going to solo. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You know, so, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. Well, we're going to get into one more song that you're going to do live in the studio, but I gotta say again, congratulations on the Grassy Nom, also the Josies. Will you get all dolled up for this big trip down to Nashville?
Yes, yeah. I'm actually so excited. And okay, you might call me a diva for this, but I'm so excited about this that I did reach out to a local designer, Liz at Love in the Forest Shop. You can follow her on Facebook. She does graphic designs, but she also does clothing. And I'm super excited to have her design this beautiful dress that you will see me in, not us.
Well, Damon's got to do something. We have talked about that.
We've chatted. Yeah.
Apparently shoes are required at this thing, so yeah.
No barefooting, huh?
I guess we're gonna find something to do with me. I don't know.
Well, hey, we wish you the best of luck. Have an awesome time. I mean, the experience I'm sure is going to be pretty special for you, but good luck the rest of this month on the voting for the Grassy and the Josies down the road, and whatever you have going on. Where can people follow you, and where can they find out when you're playing?
Sure. We have all the social media. You find us on Facebook. We have our own webpage, Instagram, TikTok, and we're on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, and a million other streaming.
There's a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
So follow and download is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And check them out at the Band Jam. They'll be there as well. Looking forward to that. So tell us about Catfish on Bait. This is another new song.
This is a new song. So I won't tell you the whole story on that song, but just a little bit I'll tell you. One of the lyrics in it is fiddlehead curl and a no-tail squirrel. So all year long, we've been seeing a squirrel with no tail at my parents' house in Roll Valley.
Okay.
And it's kind of been really neat to see my nephew, who's 4 years old, just like follow it. And he'll be like, there's no tail. So we just call him no tail. And it's really cool to see them cross the road. Like in our kitchen, we have a window that you can see, and you'll see them go up the tree, down the tree, over by the dumpster. And so, yeah. And fiddlehead curls. It's just, I think of that when I think of some of my happiest times in Pennsylvania is springtime and morel mushroom hunting. You see the fiddlehead curls and kind of correlates with mushrooms growing, which make me happy. So.
Oh, awesome stuff. Very cool. And then tell us about That's Life. We're going to spin that. That's from the album.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a little sadder, but it's an uplifting song. Okay. It shouldn't make you feel sad. we don't want you to feel sad. But yeah, we wrote that at the Katanning Country Club.
Yeah. She wrote it in about 45 minutes, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
we were waiting for everybody to get finished with dinner, and we were playing outside on the patio for them. And so we just were outside by ourselves, and I was like, I just started writing it. And because there was a lot of bad things happening in the world at that time, during right around that gig, things that happened local, things that were happening just in the world that were like, holy crap. And so, yeah.
Okay. And you guys have been playing all over. My goodness, you for the NFL draft. I think there was a pop-up corner that you guys were doing the whole 3 days of the draft.
We did 3 days in the draft, and it was an interesting experience hiking through the city with our instruments and things. And one day Corey went with us, so walking through the city with the upright bass attracted a little bit of attention.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it was really a cool experience, and I got to see people that I hadn't seen in a long time that were just in town for the draft from wherever, and they started following us and knew where we were playing and would stop by and say hi and that sort of thing. So
cool. Yeah, definitely.
That was amazing to have people do that.
And we never really like busked like that before. It was interesting because depending on our location, the one was like right on right by PNC, and they would have the Gateway Clipper boats would roll up.
Yeah.
And we would see the boat full of people come, and I'd be like, all right, let's
step it up.
Queue up something good for this boatload of people that's going to come by.
Cool.
But yeah, it was cool. And a lot of people stopped and just had conversations with us and stuff. It was a really great experience.
It was.
And the art festival was really cool too. And I didn't realize until we were done that we were the first people to play on the new stage.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
At Arts Landing.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess one of our favorite things that we've been doing lately, though, we've been doing these things called, my company named it Songs for the Soul. So I'm a nurse, and you know that, and I've switched over to doing hospice care, and we've been providing little concert series for elderly folks who can't leave their homes and can't leave, you know, where they're living, and just providing some comfort and music therapy to them.
It's been incredible.
Wow.
Suncrest sponsors that, which is a beautiful thing that if you'd have told me in a million years that's where nursing would like let my music go, I would say you're crazy. But we have a beautiful team. I love our green team, shout out to them. So I love the whole team. Okay. But I love our little family we have.
That's cool.
So it's crazy, our social worker, her son just got drafted to the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Wow.
In the NHL draft over the
weekend. Yeah, he did. Wow, that's awesome. Very exciting.
Yeah, I saw there were like 3 or 4 kids from the area, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
good stuff. Well, Catfish on Bait, That's Life, and Appalachian Honey, see them at the Band Jam or at a location near you. Who knows where they'll be busking around your corner maybe in the future. But Chrissy, Joe, Damon, good to see you guys. Keep up the fantastic work, and congratulations on where you are as a group right now.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks for sharing your music with us tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Kyle tried to end his world. Some kids are crying in the broad daylight. So mama, please hold them tight and kiss them every night. Dirty little ticks are hiding everywhere around. But don't you sweat it, and don't you let it.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah Hair, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, join Brian and Brenda, Tubies Acoustic, Friday, July 10th at Back Home Barbecue and Brew from 6:30 to 8:30. That's on the Mars Evans City Road in Evans City. And Saturday, July 11th, how about a road trip to Jefferson, Ohio? They'll be at the Emerin Estates of Land Road in Jefferson from 5 to 8 p.m. Head down to the Plum Amphitheater on Thursday, July 9th from 6:30 to 8:30 and enjoy a nice summer evening of music with Acoustic Union on the outdoor stage. And don't miss out on the Pittsburgh Music Festival at Pittsburgh Brewing Company in Creighton, featuring some titans of the Pittsburgh music scene, July 11th and July 12th. And the 8th Annual Music for the Cure coming to the sessions at Blueberry Hill, 124 Maple Road in Carn City, Saturday, August 8th from 1 to 11, featuring the Bluebirds and Dinner Bell Road, along with guests Highway Moon, Back East, Heyday, and Those Guys, and special acoustic performances by Jennifer Lynn Baker. Check out the Music for the Cure Facebook page for tickets and come support the cause. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, July 9th, how about another road trip up to Waterford? Grassy nominated Eden on Fire with special guests, the Noble Hops. They'll be at the Bison Beer Bike Night in Waterford near Erie. And on Saturday, July 11th, the House Concert Series continues at the Field House in Cabot with Don Schiebel from 7 to 10. And be sure to get your Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, tickets at thebandjam.com and be there Thursday, August 20th through the 22nd at Cooper's Lake. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock, August 20th through 23rd, with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And we want to thank Experience Butler County and Two Man Happy Hour. We're covering Butler County and Erie County in the surrounding area with those two entities, and they're presenting our final segment here tonight. If you're making travels up to Erie, you got to check out Two Man Happy Hour, because it'll tell you everything you need to find out about their local music scene, which is very strong. And one of the Erie bands is Eden on Fire. You might get a chance to see them. They're one of the Grassy nominees.
Yes, and you'll also be able to see Tommy Link at the Singer-Songwriter in the Round. He's going to be coming down and being a part of that as well. So cool stuff. And Jack Stevenson, who runs Two Man Happy Hour, he's started up a new open mic at Black Mung Brewery up there in Erie, which I invite you to check it out. I made it there for the inaugural one and had a good time. Hung out with Monica Lewis and Jack and Brian Waller from Wild Sound Productions. So it was fun evening.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, Appalachian Honey, who we just had on. They've got some merch on their website as well, and you might want to check that out. Some pretty cool stuff. Damon was wearing a pretty cool Appalachian Honey hat that I'm going to have to get one. So I'm going to be hopping on their website. So get out and support it. That's how you get the merch, and then you show up and surprise them at a gig.
And I believe all the proceeds from their merchandise goes to fostering music.
How about that?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. It's great. Yeah, it's just another example of musicians supporting the community, right, Utah?
Yeah, it happens all the time. And that's why you need to go out and support these musicians, seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And not just when something tragic happens.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. go support them in the good times, too.
Yep, absolutely. When they're playing a gig somewhere, get out and support. And one of the stops you can do, thebandjam.com. Stop and get your tickets there, and then get out to the Band Jam. Brought to you by Experience Butler County, August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground. Going to dig into another tune that is brand new. Mentioned Rebecca Snyder, top of the show, had her in on my country morning show, The Breakfast Club, and another young lady who's done pretty well and was part of our singer-songwriter last year, Morgan Gruber, is in the process right now of dropping a single a month for summer. And boy, check out her schedule for the month of July. She just is wrapping up today. Actually, it was yesterday, a four-day run leading up to Independence Day, four gigs in a row, and she's got a bunch of gigs around the area. But yeah, it's pretty cool. She's going to be dropping a different single, and it's going to kind of flavor something different. She has kind of a poppy country song that she's done. Then she's going to do like a rock country song, and she said she even has a blues song that she's done. So she's kind of branching out on a little different areas, just having some fun. But she's recorded these all down in Nashville. Her latest is called Punchline, and we're going to spin that Morgan Gruber.
All right, and then we're going to go back a little ways to something on the Shady Lady Records label, since Ben Mainhart's name was mentioned here. And we had a good time doing this at the Leaning Studio of Green a few years back. It features Zach Revito, myself. It features Chris Compton and Ben Mainhart on the fiddle. And, of course, James Levere, who wrote and sings this song called The Good Kind.
Well, that's what you find every Sunday night on the Grassroots Show at 7 o'clock here on The Rock Station. We call it Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And we'll chat again next Sunday night.
And vote daily.
The Grassy.
From deeper in those Carolina blues, we were up all night talking slow till the sunrise. I couldn't go. I don't know how you made a lover out of me.
I still don't believe it.
Ooh. And now I'm waiting, waiting for the punchline. I'm hesitating, can't believe it all mine. I'll keep on waiting, trying to get my head right. But I'm waiting for the punch. You keep on saying, I've been broken, bruised, and tired, searching for the green. When I was upside down, you made it right. Couldn't stop from reading between the lines. I don't know how you made a lover out of me.
Made a lover out of me.
Ooh. And now I'm waiting, waiting for the punchline. I'm hesitating. Get my head right, but I'm waiting.
satisfied with everything I have and all that I have not. I guess that I've been blessed, I passed the test, I know my love is true. Well, that's why I don't understand the need to look on back at you. Yet I got no excuses, oh my life's been going fine. But sometimes I can't help myself living what was mine. Cause late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believe in. Now and then when I feel the pain in my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. The rain of day goes by when I don't try to do the best I can. I'll be that ever faithful loving soul, a true one woman man. There's nothing in this world that I believe could lead this boy astray. That's why when this feeling comes around, I don't know what to say. Yet I got no excuses, oh my life's been going fine. But sometimes I can't help myself remembering what was mine. Late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believe in. Now and then when I feel the pain hit my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. Lordy, it's the good kind. I never thought I'd find myself a better kind of pain, where I just shake my head and crack a smile. Late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching to the heavens we were reaching. Now and then when I feel the pain hit my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself now, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, but it's the good kind. Oh, it's the good kind.
Patriotism means love and devotion for one's country.
It's just home.
Love, a word designed to unite.
Come together.
This year, as you set off fireworks in your star-spangled shorts to show your love for our country, remember, to love America is to love all Americans.
Our country is like coming together for a party.
Yeah! Happy birthday!
Born in the USA!
Happy 4th of July.
The Rock Station's 4-Play 4th of July, brought to you by Cunningham Shaner. Time to get your AC tune-up. Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger reminding everyone to stay safe with fireworks, boating, swimming, and don't drive under the influence. Eraser's Mini Golf on Route 68, open daily at 12 noon. St. Wendelin Catholic School, enroll now for preschool through 8th grade. And Dr. Jason Goliu, My Function First Alternative Health Solution.
Your Rock Station.
of July.
Freedom.
I pledge allegiance
honor
to the flag
hope
of the United States of America.
Happy birthday, America.
This is a 4Play 4th of July. Four songs in a row from one artist. The Rock Station, 97.7.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. And take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. And such a fine sight to see. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your